Hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone's having an absolutely fantastic day today and continuing to stay strong and healthy as always. And if you need anything, be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com. We have the Sleep Like a Baby protocol going up on the front page. Dad brought that up the other day. It's a very, very effective protocol that helps out with sleep. As you guys know, sleep is extremely important. You can go with sleep deprivation for a decent amount of time if you absolutely have to in an emergency, but at some point in time, you've got to rest your brain and rest your eyes, and it's very important because if you do not sleep, the body cannot recover properly. The immune system goes down, and the brain actually can go into a state of psychosis if it goes long enough with insomnia. And so it's very, very important to make sure you're getting adequate rest or recovery, especially, too, if you guys are exercising and training. I know I started really getting back in the weights again hard this week. So I've taken off for a while, and I've been training my workout partner, and we were there the other day, and I was like, man, I'm getting sore. And we were talking about it. I said, but one thing I noticed about it, not only am I ravenously hungry all the time, which is okay if I'm trying to grow again, I said, but I actually sleep pretty good when I train really hard, especially if I train later on in the afternoon or evening. You know, you get a really, really hardcore, intense 30, 40-minute workout in and get a good meal in afterwards. Dude, by 9:30, it's like, okay, I'm ready to conk out. But in other news, it's something that I was reading. I was going through some verses in the Bible last night, and I was reading through some stuff, and I've seen so many people that, you know, are going through a lot of stuff right now, and friends and people that I know that have contacted me, and they're going through stuff, and I've talked to them about things, and there was a verse that stuck out to me, and I've heard this verse multiple times in the past, different areas, but it's a very strong verse because it cuts right to the point. It doesn't play around. It pretty much tells you exactly what's going on and exactly how your operations are in this world and what's happening right now. And it's 2 John 15-17. And it says, if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. And I just want to put that out there as encouragement, because I know all of us fight battles in a lot of different topics, certain things. We all go through them. And, you know, a lot of times we get focused on certain things and we try to fight this or fight that, or we get obsessed with certain things of the world. And I encourage people all the time, continue to keep your eyes on God Almighty. And I know there's a lot of distractions, and I'm not saying don't get, you know, get certain things and take care of certain things and protect your family and be prepared. I'm not speaking to that at all. But make sure you keep your focus on what actually you need to focus on, because as Dad said yesterday, and he said it so succinctly, there's so many of these alternative websites, and they constantly, constantly, constantly give you this fear porn rhetoric. Basically, everything's going to fall apart in 2 to 3 days. There's going to be another tidal wave and another asteroid, another nuclear attack. And, you know, I've been in the alternative media industry for quite some time now. And, you know, I've heard this same rhetoric over and over and over and over again. And it's not that sometimes some of this stuff doesn't come true, but what I have found over the years is about 90% of what you worry about never comes to fruition. Never does. So the best thing that I've always learned is pretty much pray about it, prepare for it, and then give it to God and go on with your life and enjoy your family, enjoy your time. Because, you know, like I've noticed, I spend time with my kids. I've been trying to spend more time with them lately. And, you know, they're not going to be this age very long. They're 4 and 6 years old. And as they grow older, they're going to get older and they're going to go to school and they're probably going to get married. And I'm going to look back and time's going to have flown, like, just like it already has. And nobody really ever looks back and they go, you know what? I really wish I would have worked more and spent less time with my kids. I really wish I would have just not read those books to them at night, and I would have gone out with my friends and I would have hung out with other people. I really wish I just didn't spend as much time with them. Nobody says that. The same thing goes with family. And so I encourage people right now, focus on the things that are meaningful. Focus on the relationships that are meaningful, true relationships, family relationships, and do the best you can to focus on helping those relationships thrive, because we all fight certain battles and we all go through certain things, but the best thing we can all do together is work together. And the same thing goes with our Patriot community, our Health Masters family. You know, everybody is in a very interesting situation right now in this country. We've watched this country change rapidly in the last decade alone, much less you go back to 2001 and so forth. And, you know, I was looking back at things and looking back at notes, and sometimes when I go back 6 or 7 years and I look back at the mid-teens, it boggles my mind how fast everything is degraded in this country. As once an incredibly mighty nation, a God-fearing nation, a Christian-based nation. And now, I mean, we've seen people in the last couple months literally rioting and protesting over the right to execute unborn children and full-term abortions. And it shows you what happens when depravity takes in. And that basically when every man, young and old, descends on Lot's house, and that everything that everybody thinks all the time is evil. Now, obviously, we haven't hit that point yet, because there's still a lot of good Christians out there. There's still a lot of good listeners that I get emails from, and Dad's getting all these emails from, and really, really good Christian patriots. So we're not at that point yet. We can still push back. We can still stand up, and we can still promote righteousness and peace and joy and honesty and integrity and morality and ethics. We are still there. We are that beacon of hope for the rest of the world. Because as the United States goes, as it says, pretty much the rest of the world goes. And so I continue to encourage one another. Stay strong. Keep your mind strong. If there's certain things that you've been doing or certain things you're involved in, check yourself sometimes. Just check yourself. Say, you know what? Is this really beneficial? Is this really healthy? Is this really something that I need to be doing? It's okay. You can sit there and say, you know what? No, it's not. And it's okay to say, no, it's not. And it's okay to make a difference. But the biggest thing you always have to remember is if you're doing something that you know is not having positive results, you have to address it and you have to make changes. Because as they say, with the definition of sanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again and getting the same results and expecting something different, this definition of insanity, you're either going to go crazy or you're going to delude yourself into thinking something different. I mean, look at what we're seeing right now with the level of insanity with Pfizer and the FDA. I had a conversation with a friend of mine this morning about this. I had stopped by a body shop down the street. This guy was doing some car stuff and some truck stuff, and I stopped by and talked to him, some paint work, and we were bringing up the topic of the shots. And they were like, golly, they said, this is insane, Austin. They said, where's it going to stop? And I said, well, I said, as long as people keep going along with the lie, they're going to keep rolling out shots. And I said, even to the point now, the fact that Pfizer is admitting they have not even done human trials or testing with this next round of booster shots, with this bivalent injection vaccine. And yet the FDA has given it carte blanche approval for everybody to roll out. And I said, you wait and see. There's a high probability you're going to see a massive, massive issue with health, with virus spreading, with overall integrity of life, with hospitals, with everything over the next couple months with the shot. And I said, the biggest thing you can do is stand up for what you believe and also get the truth out there to anybody else that wants to know the truth, that wants to hear. If he has ears to hear, let him hear. So I encourage my friends this morning, thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for continuing to make Health Masters your number one supplement shop. And if you need anything, any support, any supplement advice, any nutritional support, dietary supplement information, feel free to give us a call at Health Masters. We're here to help you guys out, and that's what we do. So thank you for supporting Health Masters. And how are you doing this morning, Dad?
Oh, I'm doing absolutely wonderful, Austin. I'm blessed beyond measure, shaking down, running over, so my cup cannot contain it, for this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. I've had so many people contact me on AskDrTedB@yahoo.com that it's really been something that's been a fulfilling thing for me to do. And it's been wonderful that you guys have reached out to me and basically shared your feelings with me and let me know how I can help you, et cetera, et cetera. And I just want to thank you. I'm behind now, I don't know, several hundred emails, I guess, but I'm working on them. I'll get to them much more today. And I just thank you for your continued support of Health Masters and us. And we need to realize something right now. The enemy, which is Lucifer and the Kabbalist Luciferians, their whole strategy now is to divide families, you know, because they want to try to get people who get basically – they even divide those in agreement by finding disagreement. There will always be disagreement between family members. Remember that. But now the enemy is basically trying to divide us because we become overwhelmed with what's happening in the United States. This whole planet is being weakened by the battles of husbands against wives, sons against fathers, daughters against mothers, brothers against sisters, father-in-law against daughter-in-law, race against race, ideology against ideology. In every way possible, this Kabbalist Luciferian sect is blowing every disagreement and conflict into a tool of division to use against the followers of Jesus. And, you know, Austin and I talked about this last night, and we finally began to realize that, you know, we can all be peacemakers, we can all be trying to put people back together again, or we can basically cause division, and we're not going to do that. You know, this family that we have here with you guys. It's our listeners. We're going to grow closer and closer and closer throughout the years as they come up, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Because remember, guys, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I'll be glad in it. And for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I love all of you guys. I have been and I will always be here for you since we started this show. And I'm continuing to do this show with you guys because I really, really appreciate you guys. I really do. And now it's really given me a continued sense of purpose in my life for all the direction and guidance that I'm having through the leading of the Holy Spirit and what I talk about on the show. You know, our show is an interesting show, and I guess it's turning into a fireside chat kind of show today, in that we try to do all we can for our listeners. I had a really good prayer time this morning, and I really prayed for you guys, and I even prayed a special blessing over all of you guys that support Health Masters by, you know, getting your toothpaste and your vitamins from us. And so many of you guys are you're amazing. And what you did with all those flowers you sent to that funeral, that's absolutely wonderful what you've done. But you know, there are a few things we need to talk about real quick. We need to talk about some of this COVID stuff that's going on, because they're coming out with more and more variants as far as what they're going to inject into people. And we need to understand something, and this is very, very important to this. You know, the FDA has known about vaccine shedding for years and has even issued guidance on how to evaluate the risk. I want to read you part of this. In 2015, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a guidance on how to conduct shedding studies using the preclinical and clinical development of virus or bacteria-based gene therapy products. Shedding is described by the FDA as the excretion or the release of a product from a vaccinated person's body. The shed gene therapy product may be infectious and so raises safety concerns related to the risk of transmission to untreated individuals. That's a direct quote from the Food and Drug Administration. Various studies and documents, including the study by Pfizer, indicate vaccine shedding and transmission are occurring. And let me ask you a question. Would you trust anyone or anything around you that can shed from a COVID injection that's being good for anyone around you? I've got Terry. She's a good friend of mine. Been a good friend for over 30 years. And she ended up working in this dental office after everybody had gotten vaccinated in there. And she had been exposed to the shedding. And she got unbelievably sick. And she stayed sick for months. And finally now she's gotten better, but she's no longer in that environment. Be very, very careful if they start doing these vaccines again with 171 more million doses coming out, and try to avoid being around people that have been injected. You know, that sets up a special problem for all of us, doesn't it? Because not only we're having to deal with these weirdos that are running the planet, now we're having to deal with our friends that have been misinformed and are taking the shots and becoming shedders. Yesterday I spoke to a pastor friend of mine, and he's already had multiple shots because his wife's got a very impaired immune system. And I told him, I said, will you please stop taking the shots? And he wouldn't answer me. The guy's really truthful. I really like this guy. And he said the problem is my wife has an impaired immune system and I don't want to give her COVID. And I said, well, how's it work for you having the shots? He goes, well, after my second booster, I ended up getting COVID. I said, that's right. I said, they don't work. I said, all they're doing is impairing your immune system, which, well, then you'll bring that impaired immune system to your wife, which may cause even more problems. And I've heard so many people say that. Well, I'm living with my mother and she's basically ill, so I took the shot to protect her. Then everybody gets sick because you took the shot. And this goes on and on and on. A University of Colorado study published in May provided evidence for a new mechanism by which herd immunity may, quote, may be manifested, and that's the aerosol transfer of antibodies between immune and non-immune hosts. Do you hear me this? They're saying that this antibody is going to be transferred between immune and non-immune hosts. In other words, the shedding and the sneezing or whatever is going to cause everybody to be affected with these doggone shots and what they do. Consistent with the results reported by others, the researchers detected antibodies in both vaccinated people's saliva and in their face masks. Given these observations, we hypothesized that droplet aerosol antibody transfer might occur between individuals, much like droplet aerosol virus particles can be exchanged by the same route. To test whether the transmission was occurring, the researchers took nasal swabs from unvaccinated children of vaccinated parents and tested them for SARS-2-specific antibodies and found a significant positive relationship. So even when the parents are vaccinated and the kids are not, this stuff is transmitting to people. The concept of self-spreading vaccines is not new, as the University of Colorado study claims, but the study does leave us wondering whether the research provided and proved that only antibodies are being transmitted or whether viral particles such as the spike protein contained in the injections of graphene oxide are also being shed. In the November 2020 dose-finding study, Pfizer called this transmission or shedding environmental exposure, which Pfizer stated can occur by breathing the same air or touching the skin of the person who's been vaccinated, according to Pfizer. The vaccine contents are both infectious and contagious. The Pfizer document specifically mentions healthcare providers, family members, breastfeeding babies, and pregnant women are at the risk of environmental exposure. This is real, guys. So when this stuff starts getting injected, you need to find out who your friends are. And I feel bad for, you know, all of you guys out there and ladies out there that are single and you're looking for somebody to date. and you're trying to find somebody that hasn't been vaccinated. Not only now are you trying to find a Christian, you're trying to find somebody who's not been vaccinated. You try to find somebody who's a patriot. You try to find somebody who's basically not a liberal. You try to find somebody who wants to serve the Most High God. You try to find somebody who's not on all kinds of medications and drugs, et cetera, et cetera. And you find yourself in a position, in a quandary of going, wait a minute, I'm healthy, but I don't want to be injected or exposed to someone who's been vaccinated. And so another layer of complexity has been added into the dating process. You know, I talked to you guys about that a few weeks ago. I had a friend of mine. His name is Javen, and he basically started talking about, you know, how he found this specific girl online, and basically now they're married. They're about to have a baby. Wonderful young man. His dad's absolutely wonderful. And what ended up happening is he had to go through an entire process of trying to find somebody that was basically like-minded and healthy. Guys, it's going to be becoming more and more difficult as more and more people get injected and more people are exposed to these different types of shedded viruses into their systems. And remember, this whole thing that they're doing to us is designed specifically to change our DNA and reduce the population of the planet. And what they're going to continue to do is add increasingly harsher and harsher contents to these injection vials to massively increase the death rate from the vials. Here's why they have to do that. I've used this analogy before, and I'll use it again. If you've got a specific ant spray that kills ants, and it kills 99% of the ants that you spray it on, and you spray a bed with these ants, 1% still live, and 1% may include the queen that stays alive. Well, the next time that queen starts to reproduce eggs, the ant suddenly basically says, oh, wow, we're only going to be able to reproduce with 1%, but eventually the ant continues to grow, and the bed comes back, and then you spray it again. Well, now only 70% are affected. The other 30% are allowed to produce. Maybe you may have more than one queen, and so they get to spread again, and so on and so forth. And after a while, the spray won't even affect anybody that's left. That's the problem with the vaccines and what they've done. They start to become, how should I say, the body regulates to them. It doesn't kill them off, so they've got to increase the amount of dosing. They've got to increase the amount of spike proteins. They've got to tweak it. So eventually they develop a bioweapon that's going to kill probably 90% of the population of the planet, either through shedding or through actual direct injections. You say, well, this sounds like doom and gloom, Ted. No, it's not. Be careful in who you hang out with. Keep your immune system strong. Take your N-acetylcysteine if you've been exposed to somebody with viral load. Take your vitamin C. Take your D3, K2. Take your potassium iodide. Take your zinc. Take your hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin if you get that through a prescription source. Do all of that stuff and continue just to live your life. Because listen to me. This is the day the Lord hath made. You know, we're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad in it. And we're going to continue to bring honor and glory to God in all the days that we live. We have to, because we're Christians. We were set apart. We were called to a higher calling. Now we also learned that COVID-19 injections in pregnant women lead to an 8 times increase in spontaneous abortions and 3 times increase in stillbirths. I mean, we're seeing that over and over and over again. So, guys, this campaign to vaccinate pregnant women is only for one reason. If you take a person who's basically pregnant and you inject them and they vaccinate, then that baby gets lost and dies. What ends up happening is that baby's never going to live long enough to reproduce. And so if you go down 6 generations, and if that child had 2 or 3 children each, 2 or 3 children each, 2 or 3 children each, you end up with thousands and thousands of people on the planet from that one individual. So if they kill that person through abortion or through injections, they're able to reduce that population growth over a period of the next 100 years. That's the goal here. The goal here is to continue to reduce the population growth on this planet as long as they possibly can until they reach the desired amount of 500 million people, according to the Georgia Guidestones, which have now been destroyed, thank goodness, and basically and to live in perpetuity with, you know, this one world government and one world for, you know, whatever, you know, this one world religion. But we need to also realize these World Economic Forum puppet politicians, you know, you got Biden, you got Trudeau, you got Macron. I'm going to throw Trump in there also. They basically are giving us a system that they're going to break. They have to break it. And the reality is if we don't break what they're doing to us, they're going to break what they're doing to the entire country. And so here's an interesting article right here from Leo Homan. And it's a good article. And it goes, in a nutshell, Biden declared all MAGA Republicans to be the enemies of the state. Because my concern is that people's attentions are too focused on Biden and Trump and not enough on the sweeping global transformation that is going on. I agree with him 100%. The globalists in their final stages have planned to push the U.S. and the world into a new digital system that is designed for nearly 100% compliance. No person will be left behind, as promised by the United Nations Agenda 2030 documents. Remember what Klaus Schwab said? By 2030, you will own nothing and you will be happy. Regardless of where you fall on the political spectrum, you can't lose sight of the fact that Biden is nothing but a puppet on a string, mouthing words that are meant to divide, same as Donald Trump. Okay, and he says this, I say this to a person who is no Trump cheerleader. I fell out of Trump the first time I heard him brag about being a catalyst for the greatest medical genocide project in medical and human history. But hating Biden is kind of like hating the cashier at your local big box store because you don't like the store's return policy. Biden's controllers, the upper level globalist, cabalist, Luciferian, Satanist, and I'm adding all this, know they can take down the most powerful and wealthy country in the world, and they cannot do it unless it can be divided up along racial, political, social, and religious lines. That's why I read you what I'd written this morning. They will purposely create crises like the border debacle, violent crime waves, mass shootings, and use the media to gaslight the public on each of the issues to make us think that it's really not happening or we don't have to be involved in it. In reality, the problem would never exist today if the globalist predators, this is the Kabbalist Luciferian sect that I talk about all the time that nobody wants to talk about the people at Goldman Sachs and all the people that I talked about yesterday who are the leaders of this, these Luciferian Kabbalists. They're the global predators. They're the ones who flung open the borders, you know, and this is the group that continues to do this. But if your goal is to destroy a nation, you must first destroy its social cohesion. And they look at how you stand on these controversies of their own creation and assign you to one of two teams, Team Biden or Team Trump. Now, listen to me. Leo Holman's right about this. They're trying to galvanize you to support Biden or Trump. This is, again, you're either going to support nationalism and patriotism with Team Trump or you're going to support globalism and a one-world government and one-world religion under Team Biden. It makes two things so much easier for them when your eyes are diverted into two divisive puppets. I'm still not sure if Trump is a willing puppet or he simply fell into the role, but he is a puppet. If you were an actual president exercising all of the powers invested in that office for 4 years, he would have fired all of the globalists on his team or never hired them in the first place. But he surrounded himself with guys like Bill Barr as Attorney General, Christopher Wray as the current FBI director, his own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and General Mark Milley as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and many other globalists and CFR members. I've told you guys that repeatedly. Within 72 hours last week, these two puppets, Biden and Trump, had mutually declared each other to be enemies of the state. This is a first in American history. We have two presidents, a prior president and a sitting president, declaring the other president's enemies of the state. Never before in a nation's two leading political figures declare each other not just wrong, but criminally culpable enemy combatants deserving to be hung by the neck until dead. So these globalists are masters of manipulating the public opinion through the role and roster of puppet politicians who are largely hated by their own national populace like Biden, Trudeau, Mario Draghi, Emmanuel Macron, Mark Rutte in the Netherlands, Janina Ardern in New Zealand, and they're all puppets of the economic form which serves as the puppet master who answer only to their master, Lucifer, through all of the wizards and witches and warlocks that are being put in high places, including through the CIA and through Jeffrey Epstein for blackmail, to run the entire planet. And it's like J. Edgar Hoover said, you finally get to a realization that this conspiracy is so vast that it's almost impossible to wrap your mind around it, and that's being done on purpose. They don't want you to look at the center of the nexus. They don't want you to see the Kabbalists, the Luciferians, the Satanists in the middle pulling all the strings. They don't want you to see the ancient Canaanite religions that are pushing all the buttons on all the people through all of their respective organizations because they control them through Kabbalistic money magic, which they say was given to them by Lucifer himself on how to, you know, create money out of nothing and basically use it to control the people of the country and the world. They don't want you to know that Israel and Mossad ran Jeffrey Epstein's blackmail scheme, and that Israel and Mossad is the home of the Costa Nostra in Israel, which basically is the Jewish mafia, which cannot be extradited, and they run their drug trafficking and human trafficking out of Israel because they've told the people in the United States that you have to support Israel, you will be cursed, because they set up the Scofield Reference Bible with Samuel Untermeyer to do that. All of this stuff has been put together now to put us in this new world order. And then we have the Queen and all the people of England that pushed the Balfour Declaration, 70, 80 years ago, which created the country of Israel to basically facilitate the mobster intervention and political organizations into the intervention of organized crime to basically work together to destroy the planet. I mean, look at the doggone opium process, the product we have with OxyContin and all this crazy stuff, these opioids with 65 million people addicted to this stuff in the United States right now. This is a major, major problem, guys. If you stop taking that stuff after you've taken it for a while, you start having all kinds of horrible, horrible side effects. You got to titrate the dosing down and work with a medical doctor that you know that's basically been based and trained in basically opiate withdrawal problems. All of this stuff is happening to us as we speak, along with the alcohol addiction, other drug addiction, the pornography addiction, and it was all given to us by the same Kabbalist Luciferians. I mean, the Sackler family, a bunch of Kabbalist Luciferians. They were fined a few billion dollars for what they did with OxyContin to Purdue Pharma, but they made hundreds of billions of dollars and continue to reap the rewards of their quote-unquote sowing this opioid into the United States population. And they did the same thing in China over 100 years ago with the Boxer Rebellion and the opioid addiction. It's the same group all the time that does all of this, but we don't want to talk about it. And then we got these people running around crying because the queen has died. I'm not going to do this right now because I know that a lot of Britons listen to me right now, but so I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go into detail about the royal family. But I could tell you things about the royal family and the death of Princess Diana that would just make you would think it was so extreme. Dead bodies being found on the estate, naked children climbing out of windows trying to get out of the castle. This goes on and on and on. That Vlad the Impaler was the great 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 grandfather of this group, which is also known as Count Dracula. I don't have any remorse whatsoever. This queen has died. It doesn't affect me. I don't have any interest in this. And again, it's being used to distract the population so they won't see what's going on. And we need to understand this Kabbalist Luciferian system right now. They're trying not to give us a human face in which the opponents can rally against it. They're trying to make all of these different groups part of it. The tyranny that is coming to us from so many angles is so difficult to pinpoint because it is baked into a system that is supported by the two political parties in the United States, which has been done intentionally to destroy our ability to say it's this group or it's this group or it's this person or it's this person. We just want to be partisan and say, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. And we don't want to look by and we don't want to look at what is required. And you got to take a look at it. Look at the nearly 23,000 Colorado customers we talked about a few weeks ago that had smart meters enrolled in an AC Awards program to save a couple dollars a month to get money back on their utility bills. But in return, they have to get control of their thermostat. In which this case of the programs, they were asked to sacrifice a little of their own personal autonomy for greater good. And now all of a sudden now they're realizing they can't even turn the AC on in their house. And they're saying this is ridiculous. And this is exactly what they want to do with all of us. They want to have all of these things that are going to be voluntary to start with. Look at Trudeau up in Canada. We want a 90% compliance rate with at least three vaccines, or we're going to lock you down again, you stinking peasant. And you're like, wait a minute, who does this guy think he is? He's a puppet on the string from the World Economic Forum. He's a puppet on the string from the Rothschild banking cartel. Who's a puppet on the string from Lucifer? That's who they are. That's all they are. And we got to understand that. When do you hear any of these people talk about the infilling of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ? When do you hear anybody talk about any of this stuff? You don't. And so this is the group that runs the planet right now. And unless we stand against that in tyranny, it's not going to make any difference. Here's the best way to do this, okay? Stay away from Amazon. Just stay no. Don't go to Disney World. I mean, I don't know how to say that any clearer than that. Continue to buy meat and eggs and produce and try to do it from local farmers. Use cash as much as possible. Cancel the wretched Netflix crap if you're paying for it, and cancel Disney and other subscriptions that put out woke stuff and other entities that corrupt your youth. Don't go to Disney World. Don't do the masking. Don't do the vaccine. Get your money out of the massive management firms like BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. Don't buy electric vehicles. I mean, God, it's just disgusting. Keep eating meat. All these things, if we continue to do that, keep using cash particularly, we can short-circuit the sneaky system they're trying to put in. Because they got to have a huge amount of compliance in order to make this work. And if we just say no to these whack bags and these weirdos and these Jezebels and these witches and warlocks and demons and all the crap that they have in their power that they use against us, we can stand against it. That's what the Bible says. Put on the armor of God, the full armor of God. Just say no to these things. Support local companies, like Health Masters, for heaven's sakes, like our company. Give us, your business. We'll continue to provide you content information that's not going to be biased by these guys, because that's what we do here. We have to be a family, like I mentioned earlier on the show. And you guys are our family, and we love you guys for that. And we thank you for your continued support. Because remember, no matter what you have to do at this point, it says in Ephesians, you've got to stand. You've got to stand your ground, and you can't allow them to continue to take it from you. The Bible says the kingdom of God has been advancing since the beginning of time, and the righteous take it by force. You got to lay hold of it, guys. You got to say no and no, and how about heck no? How about we're not going to put up with this crap anymore, and we're going to stand against this? And don't get yourself caught up in the stinking Fox and CBS and NBC and ABC and all the lies, the propaganda lies that are brainwashing you. Don't do it. I love you guys, and I know you're not doing it, but tell your friends not to do it. I just said that for you guys to transfer and send this show to as many people as you possibly can so they stop listening to the lies. The lies are basically this. They'll tell you 80, 90% truth. Sometimes it's skewed. Sometimes it's truth. But they don't give you 10% more. They don't give you the whole story. And they obfuscate by doing that. They don't allow you to come in and make your own decision because they don't give you the full story. They will either do it by omission and they simply don't tell you, or they will spin it and make it somebody else's thing. I talked to you about this yesterday when that one guy was coming in and saying the CIA has brought us back to basically psychedelics to bring us to a situation where we're going to basically lose Christianity. No, it wasn't the CIA. Sure, they were a pawn. This has been going on for thousands of years. People have been doing this for thousands of years with mushrooms and psychedelics and all the other stuff that they do to try to discredit Christianity and try to discredit God. You think all those people that were being sacrificed in the ancient Inca and Aztec empires weren't drugged into a stupor before they were dragged up on top of that pyramid? You don't think they were? I mean, this the whole thing is crazy. The drugs that they used back then, they're continuing to do it. What a CIA. This is Lucifer through Pharmakia. It talks about this 2,000 years ago in the book of Revelation. This is the group that runs the planet. They want you basically sedated and dulled down so you don't know what they're doing to you, so they can march you into a cattle car, They want you to voluntarily walk into the cattle car as they haul you away to one of their FEMA facilities, and they tell you that Arbeit macht frei. That's what they want to tell you guys. They want to make sure that you continue to work like a good little slave until they can have their way with you, whatever that way is going to be, and it's probably not going to be a good way. So you guys stand your ground. I love you guys. You guys are strong as steel. You've been galvanized in the furnace with God. You have a covenant with the Most High God through Jesus Christ, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Always remember that, my friends. Austin, what do you think of what's your next story?
You're exactly right. You know, it's always interesting to me because I've heard so many times where a lot of Christians try to skew the Bible and try to make this topic about, you know, oh, well, Jesus was, you know, he was a pacifist. He never wanted any type of conflict. He just let everybody live and let live. And there's many verses where you hear Jesus talk and preach to people, and he always, you know, was direct, but, you know, he was always trying to be polite and respectful. But don't take kindness for weakness. Jesus was not a weak man. He was the Son of God Almighty. He got so frustrated with the doggone temple changers because they were manipulating with unjust scales in the temple, ripping off his fellow friends and family, going in and manipulating the entire financial industry, going in and taking people's money for stuff they didn't deserve, going in and skewing the scales so they would get, you know, instead of 10 shillings of gold, they would get only 8 because the scales were skewed. He went in and flipped the tables and whipped them out. Those are not the actions of a soft man. Those are the actions of somebody who knows his worth, who knows his strength, who is strong in everything he does, who is fully grounded. He didn't go in there. God was sinless. He was without fault. That was the only way he could have died for us. Meaning what he did in that temple was not sinful. It was justifiable. He was justified anger because they were literally blaspheming the name of God in the temple. They were going in and making a mockery of it. That's why he did it. Always understand that. When you start seeing stuff happen that you know is completely unjust, there's nothing wrong with standing up and saying, no, absolutely not. Down in Broward County, Broward-Dade County, if you guys saw this, just happened the other day. There was a big group of, in my opinion, pedophile tranny perverts that have been pushing this agenda down in Broward County. They wanted to make October a full gay LGBTQRS tranny pedo month in the school system. They wanted to have full transgender gay history for an entire month in October and basically make the entire month of October another tranny pride month. Not joking. They submitted to the school board. They've been fighting for it for months. And the parents, and I'll be proud of these guys, because Dade, Broward County down there, Miami area, Fort Lauderdale area, that's usually a very liberal blue area. Parents from all over descended on the school board meeting, descended, almost blotted out the sun, so many of them showed up, and said, absolutely not. You are not going to push this woke agenda on our young children. And the school board voted 9-1 against the agenda and said, obviously, the parents do not want this. Obviously, we are not going to go along with this. Obviously, this is not okay. 9-1. Now, that one person that voted for this pedophile agenda, I highly encourage village, everybody that's down there in that county, you make known to this person. You make it known to anybody, and you make an example out of them on the next voting cycle, and you make them pack their bags and don't let the door kick them in the butt. Because I was reading some of this stuff, and I was like, are you kidding me? This is what you want to make. You already got June. You try to make it Pride Month. Now you want to make October school Pride Month so you can teach it and shove it in these kids' faces. Again, remember I told you before, these children don't understand transgender surgery, going in and having gender mutilation surgery. They don't understand any of this stuff. The only reason that it's being talked about and it's being thought about and it's being, you know, brought into society is because these perverts, these pedophiles in the school system are bringing it to the children on a dinner plate, and they're calling it caviar when it's a steaming pile of dog crap. This is what they're doing to them. And again, if you see something like this happening, if you hear something about this happening, absolutely, by all means, do not go along with it. This is what they've done now with the media. Like that's with Fox, CNN. They spin everything. Now, in some cases, yeah, there's stuff that comes out on Fox that's very accurate. And then that's it. They leave it at that. They don't go further. Look at what Big Tech has been doing with this collusion with the White House. The White House has just been, I mean, literally coming forward. Misinformation. Can't say this. And we called this out for years. Is it anything new? Now it's just finally starting to get traction. I really hope and pray that this court order that basically has come out now with this federal judge, Terry Doughtley, he actually gets something done and he forces this to be done. And this goes full mainstream, that everybody realizes that the government is not by the people for the people anymore. It's only for their narrative, by their narrative, to push their narrative. That's it. It has nothing to do with the will of the people anymore, because even as many as weirdos and perverts and people that are in society now that have lost their minds, there is still a boatload of hardcore patriot Americans, in my opinion, that are standing strong, willing to push back. Because I've seen it now with the school boards, with a lot of stuff that's going on locally, with city commissioners, with county commissioner meetings. I've seen a lot of it. There are a lot of people out there now that do not want to go along with this. There are a lot of people now, more and more, showing the concealed carry permit applications all across the country are going up higher and higher and higher. Why? Because people don't want to be victims. I mean, look at this mess in Memphis. I mean, Memphis is turning into a war zone. I mean, they're going in. I mean, people are getting abducted. I mean, I saw that article again the other day. I mean, it's so horrible that Eliza Fletcher, that lady who's basically out jogging, basically gets abducted. I mean, butchered by the sick gnome predator. Has been arrested multiple times. Guys, this is what's happening in society when everything's flat right now, when everything's still operational, when all societal utilities are intact, when law enforcement is still available. What do you think is going to happen when they start pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and some of these major cities start collapsing? That's why I've told you before. Make sure you have option A, B, and C if situations start to decline. Because I can tell you right now, in the middle of a major, hardcore, democratically controlled city is the last place you're going to want to be if stuff goes sideways. Because there are some people out there, they are so dark and so sadistic that they do not care whether they look at you, they gut you, or they shoot you. They don't care. It does not faze them. And it's hard sometimes as a Christian to think about that. And I've seen people out there, and I've been exposed to people before in the past. They don't care. Their soul is dark. It's like the movie Tombstone with Val Kilmer. He's talking about Rico. And he goes, his soul is dark. He has a giant hole and nothing will fill it. This is what happens when people become completely and totally reprobate. And in most cases, in my opinion, they become possessed. They have a demon in them. They have no fulfilling of God because they have nothing. Their soul is black. Their eyes are black. You've got to understand, those people out there, you've got to protect your family from them. They're out there. Best stay away from them. But if you do somehow get exposed to them, you better understand that you need to know and have the adequate, proper tools to defend yourself. You figure that one out yourself. Always, always, always stay trained, stay up to date, and stay sharp whenever you're with your family. And Dad made a comment earlier about the back and forth narrative of what they have now. You know, you basically have this Biden who's calling Trump, you know, just simply, you know, any and all of his followers are terrorists. And then Trump saying the same thing about Biden. And you know what's interesting? I remember when I was in college, the easiest questions on an exam were always true false. You know, you get multiple choice. Some of the multiple choice ones can be really, really rough, especially in math. You start having stuff where he comes in, you know, it's, you know, 88.997. Next one's 88.996. You start second guessing yourself. You're doing math and you're like, well, mate, wait a minute. I got to know exactly what this is. I can't just throw a number out there. You got to know exactly what you're doing on multiple choice. Well, true or false is pretty easy. It's 50-50. I mean, even if you have no idea, flip a coin. 50% chance you're going to get it, 50% chance you're going to get it wrong. This is what they've done now with bipartisan. You got Trump, you got Biden. You got true, you got false. 50-50, pick one. And so they've divided the United States right down the middle. Right down the middle. We got true, we got false. Pick one, 50-50 chance. And the truth about it is, I mean, if I'm going to lean towards one, it's going to be towards nationalism. But the problem is, the key face now for nationalism has been massively compromised, in my opinion, with Trump. Obviously, we're not leaning towards Biden and this absolutely sadistic perversion that he's constantly bringing in. But again, they don't give you that middle option of saying, hey, you know what? I don't like either one of these options. I want to vote pro-American, pro-Christian, pro-liberty. They don't give you that up the middle. Every time a libertarian runs or somebody runs like Rand Paul or Ron Paul, they go in and just make sure that they have absolutely zero traction at all. They've done that repeatedly, and they'll always continue to do that. And, I mean, you see what's going on now over and over and over again all across the country, and yet they want to ignore everything. Like Dad said earlier, they want to put this stuff out here like with the Queen of England. And, again, I'm not picking anybody because I know we had a lot of British listeners, so I'm not going to get into that either. But again, always remember, a lot of that stuff is always obfuscation. Now it's all in the media. Every single mainstream media is covering it. While at the same time, imagine that, just yesterday it comes out that Pfizer has gotten full approval for an experimental bivalent injection that has zero clinical trials, zero safety studies, and zero testing whatsoever. FDA says, rubber stamp, boom, green light, 171 million vials or injections, 171 million doses, ready to go right now. Everybody needs to pull their sleeve up and get the shot. This is actually, guys, this is history. This is the first time in recorded history we have seen a newly manufactured, modified injection that is a complete and total genetic altering mRNA gene therapy shot that has never had a single human testing done on it, only mice testing, and it has now had full approval to roll out to your local Walgreens, your local pharmacy, your local CVS for people to sign off and approve to get injected with a shot. This is history. As corrupt and as sadistic as it is, this is the first time this has ever happened in recorded history in the United States. And yet, we're watching it happen real time right now. And that's why I've encouraged everyone, talk about this. You know, when the first shot came out, obviously, if anybody listened to the show, they know our stance on it. They knew all the research we did and brought it up. But a lot of people were duped. And for good reason. I'm not going to lie. For good reason, people were duped. There was so much propaganda. There was so much rhetoric on television. There were so many people that were scared. They were nervous. They didn't know what to do. They had jobs telling them they had to get it. They had businesses telling them they had to get it. They're like, all right, I don't know what to do. You know, it's another vaccine. I've had vaccines before in the past. Let me get this vaccine and get it over with. And then it was, oh, well, you know, you need the second one to be fully shot. Well, then you need the third booster. Well, then you need the fourth booster. And by now, most people are vaccine boosted out. Even people I know that have gotten the shot and they've had some health problems, they've gotten over them, or they've been taking supplements and they've recovered really well, they flat out, somebody's like, dude, I'm done with this crap. I'm done with it. COVID season's over. We're done with this nonsense. That's not over, my friends. This shot is going to cause things I think we're going to go beyond proportions we've ever witnessed before now. And Pfizer can say, we had no idea. The FDA approved it. We didn't know it was going to be this bad. The FDA can come in and say, Pfizer told us it was totally safe. We approved it because they said it was only slightly modified RNA. We didn't know it was going to be this bad. That's literally what's going to happen. You can mark my words on the calendar on it. They're going to go back and forth and blame shift each other and go, we washed our hands of it. We didn't know. Pfizer's going to say, we washed our hands of it. It's the FDA's fault. They didn't ask for more approval. We didn't know. And all the American populace is going to pay the price for it that actually gets this shot. And nobody's going to talk about it. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting why I've continually encouraged people to make sure you stay strong, you stay fit, and you have some backup food. It's like Joseph, when he had basically the vision, 7 years of grain and harvest, then 7 years of famine. okay, well, when you start seeing things on the wall and you start seeing the handwriting, you kind of go, all right, well, I need to take heed to it. They're now saying now the chief economics from the Food and Agriculture Organization has now told Bloomberg TV that the elevated fertilizer prices are going to decrease global grain production by more than 40% in the next planting season. That's global production, guys. Not U.S. production, not Ukrainian production, global production. Rice is a staple among many countries because it's very cheap and it's a very easily digestible carbohydrate. When you're talking about almost half the amount of grain that's used on a yearly basis is now about to go kaput and disappear because companies and countries can't afford the fertilizer anymore to plant it, that should be a pretty telltale sign that there is something very, very bad that's going to happen next year when it comes to food. It doesn't mean be scared. It doesn't mean be fearful. But what it does mean is use wisdom and act accordingly. If you know you need to get some backup beans and rice and store them properly so they don't go rancid with rice, do it. If you want to put them in Mylar bags, there's lots of you can do online. If you want to get organic preloaded food buckets like we have or the meat buckets, do it. But I'm telling you right now, when you always see, and I've said this for years, food's always on a year to year and a half delay as far as what you see. What you're seeing right now, what you've been seeing this year, isn't going to hit until next summer. And that's when it's all going to hit the fan, because what you're seeing this year is what we saw from last year. And last year wasn't even anywhere near the level of reduction in issues that we had, especially now this year since we've had this Ukrainian conflict, because everything's come down to Ukraine. It was funny. You know what's funny to me? Got a medal here for a quick minute. The entire country of Ukraine is essentially dictating what the giant globe, the entire world is supposed to be doing right now. We have to sanction Russia because of Ukraine. Everybody in Europe needs to understand they have to pay the price for Ukraine. Everybody needs to make sure they don't take hot showers. Don't turn your AC up. Don't charge your electric car. We're doing this in solidarity with Ukraine. It's all about Ukraine. Ukraine's not even the size of Texas. And they're supposed to be dictating what the entire world's supposed to do? It's a joke, guys. It's a complete and total obfuscation joke. They knew it from the beginning. It was all designed to be theater, exactly what I said. They're using Ukraine as the excuse to put sanctions on Russia, as the excuse to collapse the euro. It was the excuse to collapse the dollar. That's where it's headed down to. It may not happen in a couple months, maybe another couple years. But they're using this as a catalyst. They needed something to occur so they could roll the green energy deal in. And they have the perfect one now. With a country less smaller than Texas is now telling everybody, you need to stand with us because we have to be in solidarity with Ukraine. Oh, and by the way, just saw earlier, just to add insult to injury, the U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has now announced an additional $2 billion worth of weapons and financial aid for the Ukrainian government during a surprise visit to the country. Oh, that's right. But, you know, we've got Mississippi over here trying to figure out in Jackson, Mississippi, how to get their water treatment back on schedule. And they're saying that if they can't get the water treatment plant up and it fully fails, residents need to wait 18 to 24 months to restore service. They're still on a boil notice, guys. Just on a boil notice. We have cities in the United States right now on boil notices in 2022. Yeah, you need to stand with Ukraine. Another $2 billion for Ukraine. We got to stand in solidarity. We can't worry about ourselves. It's all about Ukraine. It's all about a joke is what it is. It's a joke that's not funny. And I continue to encourage people, call it out for what it is. Once you find the truth, you're not going to miss it. Hit you in the face. And at that point in time, it's your responsibility as a patriotic American to push the truth and stand up for what it is, because they are not going to stop with the lies. They've already shown us that now. The lies are going to get bigger, the lies are going to get greater, and they're going to say the lies over and over and over again, because they're running Joseph Goebbels' handbook right now from Nazi Germany, the godfather of propaganda. They are running his playbook over and over and over again right now in this country and in every other main country to keep the population quelled down. And it's time that people stop listening, they stop acting, or they start acting, and they start speaking out for what they believe. And that starts with exactly what Dad said. Stop supporting blatantly, completely and totally communist-controlled companies that do not value your freedom, and completely and totally start standing up for companies and persons and people that are continuing to get the truth out there. What do you think, Dad?
Well said, Austin. In fact, right now, I'd let you guys know that Texas has a total area of 268,000 square miles. And the total area of Ukraine is 233,000 square miles. So basically Texas is around 1.2 times bigger than Ukraine. But yet, if Texas started doing having problems, it wouldn't affect the entire world. And that's exactly what they're using for Ukraine. This war in the Ukraine should have been over with Putin within 90 days. He had the ability and the manpower to do that. He's intentionally dragged it out for 8-9 months now because he is a puppet of the New World Order, as is all these other guys are who have the Rothschild-controlled central banks. They're using this to precipitate everything. I was on with Jeff Rentz last night. He said that maybe they'll have a false flag, which as far as a nuclear attack. And I said this before, they could even have a false flag, which is not a nuclear attack, but just use a dirty bomb, and they could have then precipitate the ongoing escalation in that area. They want to destroy the entire infrastructure of the planet as far as the ability to basically produce food and basically distribute information, et cetera. They don't want to destroy their 5G infrastructure. So I don't think that the nuclear war is going to occur because they spent too much money trying to make everything evil all the time. You know, it's interesting. John Whitehead had an interesting article this morning, and he goes, first came 9/11. Okay, which the government used to transform itself into a police state. Then the COVID pandemic hit, which the police state used to test out its lockout powers and lockdown powers in light of the government's tendency to exploit crisis as legitimate and or manufactured and capitalize on the nation's heightened emotions, confusions, and fears as a means of extending the reach of the police state. One has to wonder what is the so-called crisis will be declared next. Think about it. It's a simple enough formula. First, you create fear. Remember, fear and faith are completely opposite of one another. And then you capitalize on the fear by seizing power and taking people's rights away so they don't have as much fear. But the reality is the police state creates more fear in the individual than the original problem did. He goes on to say, frankly, it doesn't even matter what the nature of the next national level emergency might be, terrorism, civil unrest, economic collapse, a health scare, or even in the environment. As long as it allows the government to lock down the nation and justify all manner of tyranny in the so-called name of national security, cue the emergency state. Terrorist attacks, mass shootings, unforeseen economic collapse, loss of functioning of political and or legal order, purposeful domestic resistance or insurgency, pervasive public health emergency, and catastrophic natural and human disasters. The government has been anticipating and preparing for such crises and causing a lot of them, I'm adding, for years and years and years. You know, the whole thing about this is you've got to stop and you've got to ask yourself a question. You know, what was the real purpose of the COVID? Was it basically to kill people, or was it to create more fear, or was it a combination of both? Was it to increase the police state? I think the answer to all that is yes. They're doing everything they possibly can using this quote-unquote global pandemic to create this new world order. Remember what Klaus Schwab, the weirdo Kabbalist perverted queer over in Ukraine, said? He goes, This represents a very unique opportunity that we can come in now and we can change the world for what we want to do. And we can basically make everybody happy all the time. They will own nothing, but they'll be happy. We have this unique opportunity. No, we didn't. It wasn't a unique opportunity. It was prepared. It was set up that way because he wanted to basically come in now as the figurehead. Look at the picture of him walking on the beach wearing a bridal veil and gown. This guy's a pervert, guys. He's a sicko, just like that doggone guy in Ukraine is, Zelensky. And all of these guys are wrapped up in their Kabbalist rhetoric and their weirdo stuff. You think about what they do at night with their satanic groups and their human sacrifices and all the other crazy nonsense they're involved in, and realize who they are and what they are. And we stand against them in the name of Jesus. That's who we are, because we're the mighty, mighty army of God Almighty, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I love you guys. I appreciate you too. Have a wonderful weekend. You guys are amazing. Austin, finish it up, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, a strong weekend as always. Continue to exercise, keep your mind, keep your body strong, keep your soul strong, and keep your bodies overall, you know, continuing to push forward. It's been interesting over the last week. Like I said, I've been back in the gym and been sore than anything lately. I always dislike the first week of really hitting the weights heavy because you feel everything like you did it. But it's also a time where you remember why you don't want to stop training, why you want to keep pushing. Because you got to pay that price the first week of being unbelievably sore. So it gives you that motivation to not stop again so you don't have to start over. So I encourage you, my friends, stay strong. If you guys need anything, check out the website at Health Masters. Be sure to check out the Sleep Like a Baby Kit. I put it on a big sale for everyone at 15% off. Just help everybody out right now. It's got the magnesium brain food. It's got the total rest, and it's got the melatonin. So it's a really big discount for overall for what it is. And remember, the melatonin really, really helps out with the immune system activity. If you're low on melatonin, it can help out your body, helps out with healthy sleep patterns, and supports natural function of the pineal gland, and it's an antioxidant. actually has brain protection properties to it. They actually use this in clinical trials with people that have had Alzheimer's in high doses. Now, I'm not recommending you do that at all with this, but I'm saying there's a lot of research that shows melatonin is really good for the brain. And then with the magnesium brain food, well, if y'all have taken the magnesium brain food, you already know that product. That product's super sharp. I had a scoop of that this morning with a scoop of the Ultimate Multiple Powder right when I got up. And that always gives me a kick and just helps clear you up a lot. In the total rest formula, if you guys have looked at that before, that's a really cool formula you can take. It can help out also too with anxiety and depression, but it's also really good for helping out with relaxing mood and healthy sleep. It supports neurotransmitter balance and healthy neuron stabilization and promotes a calm, kind of relaxed emotional state, so to speak. So if you're really dealing with a lot of stuff, if there's a lot of stuff that you're just fighting right now, that's a product that you can throw in your arsenal that'll really help you get through it. Also too, along with the cortisol buster. Because like I said, you know, over the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of things that have been happening, a lot of stuff that have gotten thrown at me. And you've got to take care of your brain, because that's where it comes down to it. Obviously, you got to take care of your body all the time, but that brain, man, if you lose that brain, everything else goes. You got to keep yourself sharp, you got to keep yourself stable, and you got to keep yourself focused on what's good. So thank you again for supporting Health Masters and pushing through and driving through of all this stuff that's happening right now. As we continue to see these things that are getting weird, like I brought up earlier, these people that are being continually appointed, I mean, it's like the village people in the White House. And it's designed to be like that, though, guys. You got to understand, they're doing this as an insult to the American population, and they're doing this to pretty much make fun of the entire United States and make us look completely and totally ridiculous. That's what a lot of this is. It's all based on perception, and it's based on what they want to do with making us look like we're complete clowns, when a lot of us in the United States, we're still pretty doggone strong. We got a lot of fight left in us. We're not going to go down without pushing it forward. So thank you again for getting the truth out there. Stay strong. Stay healthy. Y'all have a safe weekend. Enjoy time with your family or wherever you guys have going on. I mean, just enjoy yourself. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you guys again on this show Monday, as always.